Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yud Ches Baba Basra 118. And today's Daf Yomi is discussing the dispute about how was the land of Canaan divided up when the children of Israel entered the land of Canaan, and it was divided up to different people, different tribes getting a property, and each person in a tribe getting property. How did that division take place? So one position is that it was divided up on the basis of Yotzei Mitzrayim, meaning to say all those who left Egypt, every man over the age of 20 who left Egypt as part of the Exodus, got one lot. And that one lot, when his descendants went into the land of Canaan, that one lot was subdivided amongst all his descendants. There's another position that says it was basically divided on the basis of Baya Aretz. All those who came into the land of Canaan were given one lot, and explains the Gemara that one lot was returned to their ancestor who had been part of the Exodus, and they got those number of shares, and those shares were then divided amongst all the descendants of that person who was the Exodus. So the Gemara says, according to the one who says it was Yotzei Mitzrayim that we divide up on the basis of who left Egypt, that is why the Bnei Yosef, who Rashi explains was really the people from the tribe of Menasheh, that is why they cried out and they complained to Joseph, says the verse, Vayedabru Bnei Yosef, the tribe of Menasheh spoke to Joshua in the book of Joshua, chapter 17, verse 14, and they said, "Madua natatli nachla goral echad? Why am I just getting one share for each person when we really are an Amrav, that we're really a great nation? We have so many people in our tribe." So this makes sense if you say that it was divided on the basis of Yotzei Mitzrayim, that they are saying we had fewer in number when we left Egypt, but now we've multiplied so many, and we're coming into Egypt, we're getting proportionally less. So this is a support for the position of this says Yotzei Mitzrayim, because their complaint makes sense. That's they're saying, because you gave it up on the basis of giving each of our fathers or grandfathers one share, that's why we're getting less today, and it's not fair. But according to the one who says Baya Aretz, that each one who came into the land got a share themselves, then my kotzavchi, why are they complaining? Cool shuckle, everybody was got an equal portion on the basis of what they came into the land. Explains the Gemara. The answer is Mishum Tefelim to have a Nefishaluhu. That really what happened was the children from the tribe of Menasheh, they had a lot of children under the age of 20. They were very procreative, and they had a lot of children. And so as a consequence of this, when they came into the land of Canaan, even if you would say that it was based upon Baya Aretz, that each one who comes into the land gets one share, they still had a lot of children, and so therefore it wasn't fair. So on that basis, Abaye comes along and says, we learn from here that lo avachad de lo shakel. There was nobody who entered into the land of Canaan who didn't get a share. This is a beautiful statement if we just stop and pause, that Abaye is saying every single person who came into the land got a share of the land. Because if you're going to be of the opinion that there was somebody who didn't get a share, then he baalei lo mitzvah. He should have complained. And from the fact that you're going to say that, well, if he would have maybe complained, and the Tanakh just didn't record it. No, because we see that the children of Joshua complained, and the children from the tribe of Manasseh complained to Joshua, v'lo'ahani, and still it didn't help, and still the verses recorded it. We see from here that that every complaint was recorded, even the ones that didn't help. So Gemara says, no. Hasam eitza tova kamashmon. The only reason why the complaint of the tribe of Menasheh was recorded was because Joshua responded by giving them good advice. What was the advice that Joshua gave them? Joshua says, you have a lot of children, I'll tell you what to do. That Joshua basically responded to them in a way that taught them that a person should be concerned about this concept of Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara literally translates as an evil eye, and the concept is that if you have something which is so good that other people might like, you have to be careful that people will place an ayin hara upon it, and something bad will happen, an evil eye will happen by because of your success. And so this is why Joshua said to them, Vayomer Aleim, Joshua responds to them in verse 15, Im amravata alelecha hayara. If you're really a great tribe, then go up to the forest. And what he's saying is, Joshua is saying to them, Lechu ve Hechavu atzmechem b'yarim. Go up and hide yourselves in the forest so people don't see you. Shelo tishlopachem ayin hara. So that the evil eye does not rest upon you. And this was Joshua's response. He's saying, okay, you say you're so many of you? Good, go and hide so that the evil eye does not rest upon you. So the Gemara records that the tribe of Manasseh responded, we don't have to be concerned about the evil eye, because since we're from the tribe of Manasseh, that means our ancestor is Joseph. And Joseph received a blessing that says, Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Ale Ayin, which literally translates as Joseph is a charming son to the eye. But Rabbi Avos says, don't say Ale Ayin, but rather Ole Ayin, meaning Joseph is immune to the problems associated with an evil eye. And so we see from here that the tribe of Manasseh did not have to worry about the evil eye, and that was their response to Joshua. So what about our concern? Do we have to be so concerned about the evil eye today? And how does it even work? So first of all, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that really you only have to be worried about the evil eye if you are overly fixated on it. But in general, you don't have to be concerned about it. If it's something is normal, you don't have to be overly concerned about it. If that's normal behaviors, for example, many people are strict because of the evil eye. They don't want to say how many children they have. So Rav Moshe Feinstein would be saying that if it's normal to say how many children you have, if somebody asks you, then you don't have to be worried about the evil eye under those circumstances. And that Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler points out that what's this whole concept of the evil eye? It's that other people are jealous of you. You must be acting in a way towards others which arouses their jealousy. So we on ourselves need to work to always be humble, even if we have certain successes in life.